WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. President Obama used a commencement speech at Rutgers University to slam Donald Trump.
In politics and in life, ignorance is not a virtue. It's not cool to not know what you're talking about. That's not keeping it real or telling it like it is. That's not challenging political correctness. That's just not knowing what you're talking about. And yet we've become confused about this.
Mr. Obama has mostly steered clear of the presidential race, but in speeches like this one, he has laid out themes that Democrats are certain to use this fall. Meanwhile, some Republicans in Congress say Donald Trump needs to be educated on public policy if he wants to unite the party. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions says Trump is, quote, going to need to learn how complex this world is, especially on foreign policy. Now, Sessions is Trump's top Senate supporter. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole says Trump is a work in progress. Tomorrow's primary day in Oregon and in Kentucky, where Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders spent time over the weekend. Clinton with a big lead in pledged delegates is trying to deliver a knockout punch to Sanders. He, in turn, is looking to add Kentucky to his string of recent wins and further delay Clinton's clinching the nomination. The National Park Service expects to have the Washington Monument reopened shortly after it was closed all weekend for an elevator problem. It remains closed this morning. Proposed pay raises for Montgomery County employees go before the county council today.
Instead of giving county employees two-step pay increases in the fiscal year 2017, County Executive Ike Leggett's now asking to postpone the second increase until next year. Council President Nancy Florine.
The recommendation, what I think we're going to do, is to say, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to support it quite that way.
She thinks they will approve a 1% cost of living increase and the first step increase. So
collectively, they're looking at about a 4.5% increase anyways.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Luxury apartments, upscale retail. That's the goal for the Route 1 corridor in College Park.
We've long been seeking the types of amenities that long-term residents need, high-quality restaurants and retail.
College Park Mayor Patrick Bouillon, State Senator Jim Rosapep is excited about the redevelopment.
4 years ago, put together what we call the University District Vision 2020 plan to make College Park a top 20 college town by 2020.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A funeral takes place today for the woman killed in an Aspen Hill grocery store parking lot 10 days ago. 65-year-old Claudina Molina of Silver Spring is one of the three people who Eulalio Tordiel is accused of killing over a two-day period. Some bad blood between two Major League Baseball teams led to an ugly brawl on the field yesterday.
And Batista goes after him, and Rudy pushes Batista, and they're in a fight at second base.
Rangers Radio Network as Toronto Blue Jays outfielder Jose Bautista's questionable slide in the eighth inning attempting to break up a double play led to something you don't normally see on a baseball field. An immediate punch to the face from Texas Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor. Regular game action was abandoned mid-play with benches and bullpens clearing and players spilling onto the field. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,535, the NASDAQ at 47,18. Sports, the Nats lose to Miami, the O's fall to Detroit. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Get your carpets cleaned for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Achoo!
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Route 7, the overturned pickup truck back up on its wheels. The tow truck's trying to get it out of there, but we still have the right lane of two blocked. Longstanding crash here. Eastbound 7 after Colvin Run Road, but before you get to Beulah Road. Delays of about 3 miles on the approach. Georgetown Pike 193, a lot of the bailout traffic. Westbound Route 7 to note, all of your westbound lanes are open and no delay. If you're coming in on, say, the toll road, if you're using that coming out of the Reston area through Wolf Trap to the Beltway, that runs fine. No problems to report on the Beltway through Annandale, just some of that volume again toward the Legion Bridge. 66, we're bunched up in Manassas toward Centerville. Manassas, though, we do have a crash on 234 Sudley Road, and that's going to be north of Sudley Manor Drive under police direction, but delays continue past that crash, and they continue toward Ballsford Road to merge up onto I-6. From Maryland, Beltway through Silver Spring, slowing. Trying to get to the Beltway, University Boulevard westbound, right before the Beltway, right in front of the middle school there. We have a crash at East Franklin Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's on the move. Cool morning. Rain doesn't get here, though, until tomorrow. Looks like we'll squeak out a dry day today. And the rain in the forecast will come in as we head through the daytime hours on Tuesday. Today's number? 67 degrees. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, with the rain around, only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 47 in Arlington, 40 in Waldorf, 47 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Too soon? General election TV ads will start running this week. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07 right here on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Gerard Robinson will join us. He's the former Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Ask him about how states and school districts are going to have to deal with this new mandate from the Obama administration, making everyone conform to their idea of gender in bathrooms. And at 8:35, Jennifer Dunnellan, she's an ABC 7 reporter here in town, talk about privacy concerns with your Fitbit. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, a former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, good friend of this program. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's start out with there are more email, I mean, every week it seems like, where there's a drip, drip, drip of email stories about Hillary and her server. There was a story that came out that said that she chose not to use secure phone lines at times to discuss, say, what seemed to be sensitive matters, according to an email exchange that we have now gotten a hold of, and that there are some suggestion that she understood the risk of using these communications.
Yeah, well, this is actually quite an old story. This has been reported before. It's just being re-reported. The bottom line is this. The complete use and non-use of secure communication by the secretary and her staff is now established beyond any doubt.
Yeah.
The only question remaining is what's going to be done about it. And I must say, I'm deflated in one sense. I was buoyed by FBI Director Comey's comment that this was not a security inquiry. He didn't know what that was, he said. He's from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and they do criminal investigations. But there have been leaks from the Justice Department that willfulness has not been established and that there is scant evidence of any illegal conduct. That is coming from the National Security Section of the Justice Department. And that is a sign that the fix is in on any criminal case against Hillary and her aides. This went unnoticed, but the Washington Post story last week by Matt Zapatowski outlining the interview with Cheryl Mills was a clear sign that the Justice Department will not go along with the FBI.
Well, let me back up
and
here.
And will decline prosecution of any kind.
Yeah, she was asked some questions, and it got into an area about a certain area of questioning, and she got up and walked away and said that she was not going to answer his questions. Those questions were never supposed to be asked. That had to do with attorney-client privilege, but it wasn't clear to me in that story who was the attorney and who was the client and what privilege was being claimed there.
Well, very, very, very good point. Let's... here's what the specific questions were about. The FBI agent wanted to know about how decisions were made to produce information in the Freedom of Information Act cases that involved the State Department. In other words, what was done by Cheryl Mills, the secretary, and the staff to respond to Freedom of Information Act when they knew that the State Department was not producing information from the secretary's private server. That's what she objected to. The reason is very simple. She's going to be put under oath in the Freedom of Information Act cases. How this could be placed off limits by the Justice Department lawyers is unbelievable to me.
And I think what I pointed out at the time was it sounds like the Justice Department was running a blocking maneuver on behalf
Absolutely, unequivocally, no question about it. Remember, I warned you about the assistant AG from the National Security Division, that he was a political hack. This is it. Let me just tell you something. This is an abandonment of prosecutorial responsibility. This is disgraceful. The agreements they had with Cheryl Mills' lawyers to avoid inquiries about how documents were produced in response to a court order is a disgraceful bit of history for the Justice Department. Everybody in that building should be ashamed of themselves. I am embarrassed as a former U.S. attorney. This is not a real investigation. This is a Potemkin investigation.
All right, so Joe, Comey had this back and forth with on the record with many journalists last week. Catherine Herridge was one of them. And Catherine was our guest on Thursday. And she made note of this one moment where she asked them, she asked Comey, listen, I hear from people all the time, they say they'd already be in jail right now if they did half of the things that Hillary Clinton did. How can you assure the American people that Hillary Clinton isn't getting special favors or special rules because she has power and she has access? And he looked at her in the eye and said, there are no special rules for anyone under FBI investigation. So do you believe that? Do you believe that Comey is actually going to recommend that there will be some sort of charges brought up, and it's the Justice Department who will drop this?
I have no problem with Comey. I think Comey's as straight as an arrow. I think the FBI is well underway. That's why they tried to ask that question. The problem is the Justice Department. This is the single most political Justice Department way, way back since the Eisenhower administration. This is so disgraceful what they are doing. And the fact that in violation of DOJ policy, a senior Justice Department official leaked to the Washington Post that they saw no evidence of willfulness and scant evidence of criminal conduct is a sign that they are going to take a dive.
So
this is a prize fight that has been fixed.
Will FBI Director Comey resign? Should he resign if that's
the case? He will not resign because that's not in his DNA. I don't know. You know what? At this point, given what's going on, I have no idea what Jim Comey's going to do. I know what he should do. He should go to Capitol Hill. He should meet with the chairman of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees. He should lay out cold why they thought there was a case, and then let whatever's left of Republican oversight deal with it. But I got to tell you something. When I read that article last week in which senior Justice Department officials were quoted, I said, that's the end of the ballgame. Mm-hmm. These people, how they get up every morning, go to that great building, and pretend to be representing the American people at the Justice Department is beyond, I cannot believe it.
Well, I think you're right. The fact that the Justice Department attorneys in the room during the questioning of Cheryl Mills said, this is an area that you may not explore, and that there had been an agreement between the attorneys for Cheryl Mills and the Justice Department that this was off limits.
And remember, there's one attorney representing all four Clinton people in complete violation of Department of Justice policy. One lawyer representing all four so that all the conflicts of interest can be resolved.
So they can all get their story straight.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? Look at the press. Look at the way that story was written.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a story written by a free and independent press. That story in the Washington Post last week was a press release. That wasn't a news story. That was a press release. Not one intense question asked by journalists about why something was happening. The thing that's important about that story is what wasn't in it.
Yes. What wasn't in it was any attempt to get the other side of the story.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it's like an old 13th and you whore. I mean, that's what they are.
The media. All right. Well, Joe, we know
Joe Georgieva not holding any punches.
Well,
back
nor
today.
Should he. I mean,
we will
no,
be talking
knowing
to
what
you
he
next
knows.
Week from Corfu, Greece.
Oh, look at you. That's very exciting. It's all Greek to me, but too, you'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
All right, Joe, thank you. Good stuff as always, and we appreciate
you. Very good. Joe ruins our Monday because he pretty much ruins our week.
When I get off the phone with Joe, I'm just angry.
Well, usually I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'm excited that justice is going to prevail, and then he tells us today that there will be no charges against Hillary Clinton, which I've been expecting myself. And but then he just walks away and goes to Greece.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If this kind of leak is coming out of the Justice Department, and there's another side to this story, there needs to be a leak from the other side of the story. And
no, because the other side actually plays
by the rules.
Fair.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, unfortunately. 7:15.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All righty, let's get you around the Maryland Beltway on the outer loop. College Park to Silver Spring. That's where we've had delays this morning, and now in the backups and looking at a crash. Okay, it looks like the ambulance has arrived to the scene, so only two lanes getting by right as you pass I-95 and as you try to merge on through to that stretch of the Beltway. Keep alert, again, on the outer loop of the Beltway between 95 and New Hampshire Avenue. Trying to get to the Beltway, University Boulevard, big delays here, almost back to Piney Branch to get to the Beltway. Right before the Beltway, East Franklin Avenue. That's where crews are dealing with the accident. 270 about the volume 29 as you come southbound through White Oak and down toward Four Corners, just the stop and go. Route 7, that's been a big situation this morning. Had the overturned pickup truck. They were able to get that back up on its wheels. And seeing delays back at the Georgetown Pike heading eastbound, but looks like lanes just reopened. So the closer you get to Beulah, scene of the crash, the better the pace is getting. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got partly cloudy skies today with a high of 67 degrees, and then tonight cloudy with a slight chance of showers overnight, low of 52. Tomorrow, it's going to rain, but not a whole lot, but it's going to be one of those drizzle all day things. Rainfall about quarter of an inch, maybe half an inch. Tomorrow's high 58 degrees. Right now, 47 in the nation's capital, 717. Do you think Newt Gingrich is the guy to make Donald Trump the legitimate potential president of the United States? Is that the personality that is required as the running mate for Donald Trump to sort of, I don't know, squelch any concerns that anybody might have about the political novice that is Donald Trump becoming the next president? Why don't you chime in on that? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL, because Newt Gingrich has basically said, boy, if he asks, it's going to be hard to say no. That's what he told Chris Wallace yesterday. Yeah. You know, we started the week last week with Newt, and he said,
yeah,
you know,
he was being very coy.
Well, he said, I'll have to think carefully about it.
Yeah.
And then
as the week progressed, more and more stories came out that suggest that he had been thinking about it and he was leaning towards saying yes if asked.
Which, of course, tells you one very, very undeniable thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get asked.
You don't think?
I don't think he is. I think this always happens. When was the last time a person who everybody assumed would be the vice presidential nominee, the vice presidential pick, actually ends up being the vice presidential pick? It never is. But this is a discussion that everybody's having.
Yeah.
Ben Carson talked to the Washington Post. Now, this is remarkable.
Yeah,
Ben Carson,
this is interesting.
Ben Carson is supposedly one of the top surrogates for the Trump campaign.
Right.
He's in the inner circle.
Right. That's one.
Right.
That's what one hears.
And so he told The Washington Post that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Ohio Governor John Kasich, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin are all people on our list, he put it, on our list. And isn't he sort of the guy who's heading up one of the searches for the vice president?
By the campaign, that's what we've been told.
Well, Trump took to Twitter last night and said, the Washington Post report on potential vice president candidates is wrong. Marco Rubio and most others mentioned are not under consideration. Well, okay, if the Washington Post is wrong, it means that Ben Carson is wrong.
And Ben Carson is the man who is ostensibly doing the search on behalf of Donald Trump.
I don't quite understand.
I don't
this
either.
Whole Ben Carson, Donald Trump thing. Anyway, Saturday Night Live took up the question as to how Donald Trump will choose the vice presidential running mate. The Chris Christie Donald Trump conversation goes like this.
How about a guy from a swing state, Florida? He's a half Hispanic with a proven track record of standing up for himself.
George Zimmerman.
No. No. Marco Rubio.
Oh, little Marco. I can't ask him to be VP until his parents sign the release form. I'm need someone who can lead. What about John Kasich? He's smart, experienced. He could help us in Ohio.
He said he's not interested.
He's a loser. Big fat loser. What about Nikki Haley?
Also not interested.
Ted Cruz?
Hard no.
Paul Ryan?
He said not right now, but he will see you in hell.
That's exactly how that conversation went. I doubt that's exactly how the conversation is going in Trump Tower, but we like how Saturday Night Live
looks. Getting back to Gingrich briefly,
yes.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Really?
I don't. I think. Look, what does Donald need? He needs somebody who can help him in government, who knows how the wheels of government work. And nobody would know that better than a former Speaker of the House, who knows how the House and the Senate work, has been involved in those negotiations. I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea. He's an idea guy.
I think if Donald Trump is trying to send the message that he's got new ideas and new approaches and is going to turn Washington upside down, then by grabbing somebody from the Clinton era is not necessarily supporting that message. Meanwhile, a lot of people are suggesting that Hillary Clinton might pick Elizabeth Warren as her running mate.
That would be an please.
All-female ticket. And also, she would shore up the whole Bernie Sanders nutjob socialist
way. And that would solve one of her big problems, sure.
It would solve her problem with her Democratic base, but how she sells that to the American people.
No, I don't think it sells well, but it solves that problem. So,
but I do love the way Donald Trump handles her. You know, she's been going after Donald Trump hard on Twitter.
Right.
And he calls her goofy. She keeps saying,
you mean to talk about Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah. It says, goofy Elizabeth Warren, goofy Elizabeth Warren. So Maureen Dowd of the New York Times interviews Donald Trump and says, so is she getting any blowback from any of your Republican colleagues in Washington, D.C. for calling their you know, fellow senator goofy? And Donald Trump says, oh, you mean Pocahontas? So now he's called, you mean the Indian? Well, then Pocahontas the Indian, goofy Elizabeth Warren. So I do like the fact that he just sort of throws it all out there. Meanwhile, Martin O'Malley, those of you in Maryland who remember that name.
Who?
Yeah. He was... he was...
vague memory, I don't know.
Quoted as saying that Donald Trump has fascist appeal. This is a man who wants to take away all of the guns in the state of Maryland, tax you for flushing the toilet, and charge you additional taxes if God actually blesses your front yard with rain showers.
Can you imagine with all the rain we've had how much we would have been taxed under Martin O'Malley?
And so in the government that it confiscates your gun and taxes you for flushing your toilet and rain on your front yard, he thinks Donald Trump is a fascist. Now, boy, talk
that's pretty rich.
Pot meat kettle. It's 7:22.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
In the United States, you know, this is a sort of a scary statistic. Someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes. May is National Stroke Awareness Month, and I want to encourage you to make a choice today that can help prevent stroke from occurring in your life. Choose a virtual physical. If you want to know what's happening with your health before symptoms occur, the virtual physical body scan is what you need. You see, the virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, can be a significant risk factor for a stroke. Blockages in the coronary arteries, which lead to heart attacks, are also detected with the virtual physical body scan. And as we know, early detection gives you a better chance of a successful, less invasive treatment. Don't wait until it's too late. I got my scan. Now it's your turn to get yours. Call 301-984-9009. Schedule your appointment. And when you call, tell them you listen to WMAL. And guess what? You'll get a special added bonus. You'll get $150 off a full body scan. 301-984-9009. 301-984-9009. Learn more online at virtualphysical.com.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tahidu, a local 7-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway crew still dealing with the crash. If you're coming, say, from College Park into Silver Spring, outer loop right at New Hampshire Avenue, the two right lanes remain blocked. Fire and rescue there. And then beyond, stop and go to George Avenue. Still dealing with the crash at the intersection of University Boulevard, East Franklin Avenue. This will be for westbound commuters trying to get up through to the Beltway under police direction. 270, no problems to report. Heading in through town, George Washington Parkway near the overlook, southbound toward the Key Bridge, slowing. And then northbound GW Parkway, bit of volume to get onto the Beltway. Stop and go between the toll road and the American Legion Bridge. Route 7, here we go, from 193, the Georgetown Pike. Stop and go delays to get up past Colvin Run toward Beulah. That's where we had the earlier crash involved the overturned pickup truck. A lot of bailout traffic on 193. Also, Hunter Mill Road gets a lot of bailout traffic working to the toll road, so plan for that. Update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app. Has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around this morning. We'll trend a little bit more cloud cover as we go through the day. So partly cloudy to start, mostly cloudy later with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 47 degrees right now at 727. The last surviving cast member of the greatest film ever made in the history of Hollywood, Casablanca, has passed away. Her name, Madeleine Lebeau. She is the girlfriend who is looking to, well, give away anything, even her virtue, for letters of transit to get out of Casablanca and get to flee the Nazis. And she's passed away, 92 years old, and without a doubt, the greatest film ever made. Mm-hmm. She's a pivotal character there at the beginning when you realize Rick's true nature and his the fact that he's a man of honor. And she's passed away. She was only 19 years old when she was in Casablanca.
Yeah.
She actually, in real life, was born in the suburbs of Paris, and she fled the coming Nazi invasion. And I didn't know this. She was married to the guy who played the croupier in the casino
there. Is
that
right?
Yeah, but they actually divorced during the making of the film. And she continued to do plenty of movies, but she'll always be remembered for Casablanca. Again, the greatest film ever made.
You think?
It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge.
Some of the old songs, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Rick.
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
It's at this moment, of course, when Ingrid Bergman says, play it, Sam. Not play it again, Sam.
No, play it, Sam.
Just play it, Sam. But it somehow got turned into play it again.
I don't know how that
Sam.
Happened.
I don't know either. But rest in peace, actress Madeleine Lebeau. This is the great thing about the entertainment industry and films is that she will always live on forever in that great movie.
Hills, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Now, now. He's looking at you, kid.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, He's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Coming up on WMAL, President Obama wants Election Day to be a federal holiday. We'll take up that issue and also tell you what the president said at Rutgers' commencement address that's raising eyebrows. All that after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump faced a weekend of questions about his past. But Republicans insiders think voters will let Trump be Trump, and they think that's a strategy for success.
Despite a flurry of recent reports about Donald Trump's past behavior, his convention manager says GOP leadership has not asked him to tone it down.
Donald Trump was not asked by the leadership to change. And there's no reason for him to change. He's just won the primary process with a record number of votes, beating a field of 16 qualified candidates.
The RNC chairman says they'll let Trump be Trump because he's winning.
We want to win in November, and Donald Trump is someone who has been winning more votes in the primary than any Republican nominee in the history of our primaries.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he may have a poor relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron. This after Cameron criticized Trump for his call for all Muslims to be temporarily banned from entering the U.S.
It looks like we're not going to have a very good relationship. Who knows? I hope to have a good relationship with him. But it sounds like he's not willing to address the problem either.
Trump spoke to Britain's ITV network. The NTSB is putting a charter bus company under the microscope after a weekend crash in Texas that killed 8 people.
We will look at the highway, the vehicle, the driver, and company operations, not only at the time of the crash, but at these areas at the times prior to and after the crash.
The bus left the highway Saturday and rolled over. 8 people killed, more than 40 others injured. Elevator problems that kept the Washington Monument closed all weekend are keeping it closed this morning as well. Crews are still working on repairs. The National Park Service says once those repairs are complete, the monument will reopen. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,535. The Nasdaq at 47,18. Sports, the Nationals lose, the Orioles lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Divorce can be a traumatic experience. I am pro football legend Barry Sanders, and when I was facing my divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. The family law attorneys of Cordell and Cordell have made it their mission to preserve the roles of dads in their children's lives. I met with Cordell and Cordell attorneys, I sat down with their clients and heard their stories. I know that Cordell and Cordell's priority is to protect and promote men's financial and family interests in all stages of divorce. Don't face this process alone. Consider Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to TellTheTruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's TellTheTruth2016.org.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, we're still jammed as you come out of the Fredericksburg area near 17 past 610. Scene of our earlier morning crash, had some activity remaining on the shoulder. Get a break as you head through Triangle and Dumfries and hit the slowdowns again toward the Occoquan and in Lorton. 395 through Landmark slow, then jammed out of Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. It's just been about the volume there. Into the sun glare this morning coming up the Greenway Toll Road on the 66 out of Gainesville and through to Manassas, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Route 7. Finally, with some good news, all lanes reopened. Eastbound 7 after Colvin Run, but before you get to Beulah, that's where we had the overturned pickup truck. Still big delays, though, just after the Georgetown Pike and pushing eastbound. It's giving a lot of bailout traffic and extra volume to 193 Georgetown Pike, and also commuters were heading over to Hunter Mill Road toward the toll road. Maryland 50 inbound as you come out of Sandy Point toward Annapolis. The crash before Route 2 over to the shoulder. Inbound northbound 4 just past the Beltway for the accident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, anticipating a dry start to the new week with some clouds in with clear sky, partly to mostly cloudy through the day, up to 67 on a west breeze. Temperatures below normal by a few. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Dumfries, 47 in Bethesda, 47 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Duel Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we're going to be joined by Gerard Robinson, a former Virginia Secretary of Education, on the president's transgender policy being fomented across the nation. How does Gerard Robinson think about it? What does he think about it? He'll tell us at 8:05. 8:35, Channel 7 reporter Jennifer Donnellan. She's got a story about the Fitbits and the information about your health contained therein that may not be so secure, not as secure as you might have thought. 8:35, Jennifer Donnellan. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And President Obama has had a lot to say recently about elections. You know, his Justice Department is going after North Carolina over a voter ID law that's making its way through the courts. They've been fighting Texas on voter ID laws. It's a big deal for him and for his Justice Department that voting be free and unfettered, as he puts it. But now here's the latest. He's talking about automatic voter registration, voting on weekends, and making Election Day a national holiday. He says, and I'm quoting him now, this was during an interview with Rutgers University where he gave the commencement address yesterday.
Yeah.
We are the only advanced democracy that makes it deliberately difficult for people to vote. Obama noted that some of it has to do with the nature of our history and our Constitution, where we allow individual states to determine their own processes for structuring elections with certain boundaries. And, well, I guess he's going to do away with that. So I wonder from you, and let's just take this one aspect here, the making Election Day a national holiday. Do we need that? Do we need to have a national holiday so that people can vote? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. How long does it take to vote? I mean, I just voted in the primary. It was a little crowded, actually, for the primary because it was a contested primary for lots of different seats. And I would say it took pretty much about 25 minutes out of my day.
Yeah.
Even if it took an hour out of my day, you're really going to make employers
pay for a holiday, a day off for all of their employees because of a one hour, and it doesn't even take 1 hour, for the 1 hour it takes to go vote. And by the way, most states allow absentee voting now. Some states even allow early voting. So if you do an absentee vote, you basically are getting a free day off with nothing going on. And by the way, there's also no legal mandate to vote in this country. So you can get that federal holiday for taking the day off to go and vote without actually ever going to vote. So is this, it's a complete load of bunk. We don't need it. In fact, I think we should make it, he says we make it difficult. We should make it more difficult. I think too many people are voting, and too often for that matter. And many of them are not even supposed to be voting. That's what I think. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
I have some ideas.
All right.
I actually don't think it's such a horrible idea to give people the day off if they will actually go and vote. And the way that you say that is, okay, if you're an employee and you want the day off to go vote, that's fine. Bring us back something that proves that you went to the polling place and actually voted. You could get a little stamp or something. They could hand those out at the voting places. They give you the little I voted sticker, Yo Vote sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly they can come up with something they stamp that looks official, said, yeah, this person came by and voted. And you give them that day off. If they don't want to go vote, then they don't get the day off. And the reason I'm sort of inclined toward this is that I don't like this idea of early voting. I think early voting is a bad idea. And absentee voting, absolutely. You have to make some provisions for people who are going to be out of town. I get that. Early voting is different. I think early voting, a lot of people are making decisions about a candidate before all the facts are in. I mean, before the campaign is over. I don't like the cake being baked before all the facts are in. And facts come in the last days of a campaign sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I don't like early voting either, but I certainly don't want to give people a day off to vote and this whole prove that you voted thing. No, because then you've got people voting just for the sake of getting a day off. They may be uninformed voters. They may not know what they're voting for. No, that's not the incentive. You know why people should be voting? Because they want to have a voice in our democracy. That's why they should be voting, not to get a day off. Too many people are going to go and say, oh, fine, I'll go vote. I'll just, you know, click the top person on every category.
I'll pull the D or the R.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Forget it. Ben in Ashburn, you're on WMAL. Go, Ben. Hey, Ben, you're up on WMAL. Go. All right, let's go to Sylvie in Waldorf. Sylvie, you're on WMAL.
Hey,
hello, Sylvie.
Good morning.
All right, if it's going to be a federal holiday, then do away completely with early voting. There's no reason for early voting, only for people that have evidence, like airplane tickets, photocopies of that they're going to have emergency surgeries, and just vote on that day, because most of this fraud occurs in early voting. And my mother, who lives in Puerto Rico, cannot come here in November for a wedding because she says she has to stay in Puerto Rico to vote because they can only vote on election day.
Wait, so is that a good thing for you, Sylvie, or a bad thing?
No, I want her to be.
Oh, all right. Well, you never know. You never know. All right, Sylvie, thank you for that. We'll continue with your calls on this in a moment. Many of you want to chime in. Should election day be a federal holiday, and what are the downsides of that? 743 on WMAL.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
You know, some say spring is the best time to sell your home. I believe the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of REMAX Allegiance. Consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, she had little traffic and only one ridiculously low offer when she finally hired Frank Prindle. He delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home, guaranteed. Look, it's no accident. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro DC area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. 38 or online at itrustfrank.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten gets no holidays in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I know. What's up with that? Let's take you first, Virginia, on Hunter Mill Road. A lot of volume pushing toward the toll road. Why is that? That was a bailout route for commuters trying to avoid Route 7. Route 7 still bunched up near the Reston Parkway, heading toward Colvin Run Road in Beulah, the scene of the earlier crash that involved an overturned pickup truck. So it was a lot to deal with. Also, the Georgetown Pike, 193 off of Route 7, picks up a lot of that bailout traffic. Out of Sterling, 28 South, down to the toll road, stop and go. Greenway Toll Road, lanes open. 66, and everyone coming in from the west into that sun glare this morning. Maryland Beltway, topside. Better news, the crash, outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue, out of the travel lanes, but still slow through that stretch to George Avenue. Still quite a mess on University Boulevard, trying to get past East Franklin Avenue near the middle school there before the Beltway, the scene of the crash. And on Pennsylvania Avenue, delays continue to grow. The crash inbound just after you cross the Beltway on inbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's on the move. Cool morning. Rain doesn't get here, though, until tomorrow. Looks like we'll squeak out a dry day today. And the rain in the forecast will come in as we head through the daytime hours on Tuesday. Today's number, 67 degrees. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, with the rain around, only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's getting a little warmer. 50 degrees in the nation's capital. 747 on WMAL. So Barack Obama says that we got to be like all the other countries in the world and have a national holiday. And by the way, vast majority of other countries in the world require photo ID. So, you know, all this, oh, we should be like these other democracies around the world. Okay, how much do you want to be like the other democracies? Could we have a photo ID at least? Could we start with that? Do you think Election Day should be a day off? Brian in Fairfax likes the idea. Go, Brian.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you know, I thought it would be a fantastic idea because, you know, all of the Republican contingent, you know, they work 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day. And that would be awesome to get the vote out. Everyone that I know that's actually unemployed or working a part-time job here in the Fairfax area happens to be a Democrat. So, I mean, they already have time to get out the vote.
So you think that the Republican and conservative vote is actually minimized because they're hardworking individuals?
They have jobs.
Yeah, I mean, we got all these people that are dependent on us, so we got to work hard to pay our taxes.
All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's a good
idea. That's an interesting
thought.
Idea.
Thanks, Brian.
That,
I still think that conservatives, Republicans, they have such a moral sense of duty to their patriotic duty to this country that they fulfill that obligation even though they're working long hours as well.
But he's an interesting point. And if there are people who say, I intend to vote, and then they just get busy and they don't get to vote, that would solve this problem.
Charlotte in Fairfax, you're on WMAL. Go, Charlotte.
Morning. You know, most people in private industry think that the federal government already has a lot of holidays. It's been my experience that voting takes at most an hour and a half. I just can't find a reason why it should be a federal holiday.
Yeah. At the very most, an hour and a half. I mean, that's got to be a heck of a line if it's an hour and a half.
Didn't take me an hour and a half in 2012. A couple other comments. I'm definitely for voter ID because I have observed in recent elections what appears to be voter fraud.
Yeah.
So I think it's a privilege to vote. I can tell you that my grandparents walked through snow to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
And were happy to do it, and I can tell you my parents... one car he'd go vote, come back. You know, it was just he missed work because
Thanks.
He didn't get paid.
Thanks, Charlotte. A lot of people want to jump in, but you make a really good point. Every time Barack Obama says, "Oh, it's just too hard for people to vote," I want to talk to those people. Really, really, it's that hard. Tell me about how hard your life is, considering what people have gone through
right.
to earn the right to vote. What about the people who are willing to get blown away down a street with a fire hose by racists who didn't want black people to vote in the South? That's what Barack Obama's answer should be. You're too lazy to get up and vote. Think about the people who were willing to give their lives so that black people could get access to the vote back in the 60s. You're betraying their memory. Ah, that's what Barack Obama should say. Instead, he wants to give you a day off. Michael and Burke, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Good segue. So, okay, let's have another federal holiday and waste taxpayer dollars. But let's do it one for one. Is he willing to give up Martin Luther King Day in favor of that vote?
There you go. And we want to honor Martin Luther King for the stuff that I just talked about, but you might as well. You
exactly.
might as well,
and
Michael.
The other thing is you mentioned to vote in our democracy. We live in a republic, not a democracy. Don't fall into that liberal trap, please.
Well, I use democracy because it is the, I know, our country is a democratic republic, a constitutional republic. Everybody calm down about that. You use the term democracy when you're talking about our vote, okay? When we vote, we are exercising a democratic process. Come on, everybody. Dawn in Fairfax here on WMAL. Go ahead, Dawn.
What do you think, Dawn?
Well, I think that anybody who wants to vote already has a day off to vote. It's called personal leave. I've never worked for a company that didn't have at least one, sometimes two or three days of personal leave. You get to choose the day and do whatever you want with that paid day off.
Yeah, it's a great point, Dawn. Voting is so difficult for you, then exercise one of your days that we already give you. Dawn, thanks for that. How about Alan in Fredericksburg? You're on WMAL. Go ahead, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm not a fan of it. However, if they do it, I think it'll help the Republicans much more because of all the friends and family that I know that commute 2 hours up in from Fredericksburg to D.C. and back, and then they work 12-hour days, they do miss the opportunity to vote because of work. Yeah. If they didn't do the federal holiday, I think maybe government should demand that employers allow opportunity for somebody to actually go vote. But I think it would help the Republicans much more.
Maybe.
I think you may be right about that. And wouldn't it be interesting if this idea from a Democratic president actually changed the outcome of elections because more Republicans could take advantage of their opportunity to vote?
751 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, one last point on this.
Yeah.
Anybody who has a job right now, mm-hmm. who would want the job off to vote, they have a photo ID. You can't be employed in this country without a photo ID,
right,
for your I-9 form.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they can just, well, why don't we trade that? You can have your day off from your job if you use your photo ID to vote.
I'd go for that.
Ted Britt Automotive would go for it, too. Ted Britt is celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. They're the finest dealership in this area because they've been able to stand behind their vehicles and their deals for all those 57 years. They've got their family name on it. You can trust these guys. And by the way, they've got a great selection of Chevrolet, Lincoln, and Ford in their 9 great locations in Northern Virginia. And right now, the Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is going on. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on all their models. And that's just the best deals in this area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. You got to check them out. They also have this great thing called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Why don't you visit your next service with them. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Time for Chuck Kamlick in the CNBC Business Report.
Good morning. I've got a photo ID. I'd like the day off to get a new photo taken.
You got it, Chuck.
I look like a paroled felon.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
Quicken Loans founder Dan Gilbert has made an offer to buy Yahoo. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett says he will give Gilbert a quick loan to finance the deal if he needs it, but won't invest himself. There's also word just coming out right now that Warren Buffett has invested in Apple. We don't know how much is involved, stake-wise or money-wise. Stocks will rise on Wall Street. Microsoft may sell its Nokia handset business to Foxconn, the iPhone builder. Word in China is that Microsoft would cut its mobile staff in half and move the rest over to Surface business. New York Post says Facebook's in talks with music labels to license songs so users can upload them and the industry can get its royalties. And the Philadelphia 76ers have become the first team in the NBA to put a sponsor's logo on its uniforms. StubHub is the company. Its logo will show up on the Sixer jerseys in the 2017 and 2018 season for a three-year test. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We like when accidents get cleared out of there, and that's what we have on the Beltway, Maryland. As you pass 95 toward New Hampshire Avenue, all travel lanes reopen, but very slow. Also 95, it's put the pressure on that trip to merge onto the Beltway coming out of Calverton. Now, for 29, coming South Columbia Pike and heading through White Oak, yes, we always have those delays there, but once you get down toward the Trader Joe's, looks like we may have an incident along the way. Crews are responding. Also, Lockwood Drive jamming up to get onto that stretch of Columbia Pike as well. Now, let's get you 270. It's been about the volume. I have nothing reported in the way. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, good. It's getting into Annapolis. We're still trying to recover the crash inbound 50 near Route 2 to the shoulder. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds around this morning. We'll trend a little bit more cloud cover as we go through the day. So partly cloudy to start, mostly cloudy later with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 50 degrees at 7:57.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? It's true, and Renters Warehouse, DC's experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Or if you're already a landlord, free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average and will then manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. With Renters Warehouse, it's easy, fast, and worry-free. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make Spring a success. So you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better Spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to talk to a former Virginia Secretary of Education about the transgender bathroom rules that have been dropped upon America.
That's right. And can police access your location and information from your Fitbit? Well, we've got a reporter, Jennifer Dunnellan from ABC7. She's got a